Second date update.
You ever hooked up at a Halloween party before? Where you got a sexy nurse on top of a fireman, on top of the clown from It, on top of four David Hasselhoffs?
Whoa, why is there four of them?
Yeah, for real.
That's a big hookup.
I've done it. Hashtag best Halloween ever.
Oh, were you a Hasselhoff?
It's unknown.
Okay,
I thought he was a sexy nurse, but
by the end, I wasn't even sure what I was.
All the makeup and everything.
It's a good point.
But one of our listeners also had a Halloween party hookup, and now he's calling for our help.
Uh-oh.
His name's Andrew. Andrew, welcome to the show, man.
Hey, guys. Happy to be here.
Okay,
happy
Andrew.
To have you, man.
Yeah.
Well, did you have a good... It sounds like you had a great Halloween party.
So, you know, it's a bit complicated. There were good things. There were bad things.
Oh,
okay.
So I met this really hot girl. Her name was Lexi at a Halloween party.
Triggering. It's triggering for Jose.
Every hot girl's name is Lexi, and that's my ex-girlfriend's name. It's just a problem.
It's a hot name, you know?
Yeah.
It is a hot name.
What was the scariest thing about the house party?
Honestly, it was the parking situation.
I will say that can be a pain when you're at a house party.
Yeah.
You guys,
you know,
spend 10 minutes, I can't find a spot. Let's get out of here, man.
Residential streets.
It was like almost impossible to find a spot. It took me literally forever. But, you know, being the genius I was, I was dressed as a shuttlecock. You know, like the thing from Batman.
From badminton?
It's feathery.
Call the birdie.
It's like got a ball on one end and then feathers on the other.
Okay, wow.
It was a huge, like, white hula hoop on the bottom, and I wore, like, a red cap on my head.
Oh.
That was one of the worst decisions of my life, just driving with that.
You were driving with it on?
You put it on once you get there, dog.
But even then, maneuvering through doorways, like the whole thing sounds awesome for a picture. And then beyond the functionality, very low.
I can tell by your costume choice that you weren't planning on trying to hook up with somebody.
I did not think that was in the cards. You know, like I parked far away and just even walking there, that wasn't easy. But, you know, so I got there and, you know, like it's a dark house. Like there are lights and stuff, but I can't really see and I'm tripping. And, you know, there's some people in the street that I know who are also going there. And like at one point I fell over and they tried to roll me.
That actually sounds kind of
fun. Man, that is a sexy entrance, sir.
Okay. Now that we know what you were dressed as in the parking situation, tell us a little bit about Lexi. How did you two end up meeting?
All right. So, like, I get there, and there are people dancing around and stuff, and then it's almost like a friggin' movie. Like, through the thick of the fog, I see this beautiful girl. She's dressed as a shotgun wedding, which I thought was hilarious. It was like a tight white dress, and she had a balloon underneath to make it look like she was preggers, and she was holding a Nerf gun.
Oh, wow. Brooke is loving this idea.
Yeah.
So how did you approach this fake pregnant woman?
So, okay, I was trying to think of, like, what my move would be, and I saw there were, like, a bunch of candy wrappers just on the floor naturally. So I tried to do it as, like, this joke. I'd smoothly walked over to her, and I was like, hey, so you want some candy? And I held out a bunch of empty wrappers.
Did you do it with that weird voice?
Okay, like, how did you get action between the costume and that? Honestly, I'm just confused.
I mean, you went through with that idea?
Yeah, and also I definitely use the voice. The voice is the secret. That's how you get it.
Yeah, okay.
Because that shows you're not taking yourself seriously.
What was Lexi's response?
We both started laughing and stuff, and then she was like, oh, so if you can find me a Reese's peanut butter cup, like, I'll give you a reward. So I was like, bet, you know, this is my mission now.
Yeah.
There's probably a candy bowl.
Okay.
Yeah, but you know every candy bowl, those are always eaten first.
I was walking around just trying to find any Reese's cups I could. I walked over to like some of the Harley Quinns at the party. There were like four of them. And so I asked them and no luck. But then eventually some dude dressed as a zombie just handed me like a whole bunch. He had like pockets full of them. He was the Reese's zombie. So he helped
Reese's
me out there.
That's kind of smart. I like that.
Reese's zombie. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So what was your reward when you got her her Reese's cup?
So, okay. It should also be mentioned, just for the sake of story, I was drinking a lot.
Yeah.
Here we go.
I mean, it's a party.
So I go back and I give her the cups and she's really, really stoked. And she tells me her name. It's Lexi. And, you know, we started to hang out. We had a good time.
All right. The Reese's peanut butter cups unlock the door.
Yeah,
I would say yes, too.
Okay.
Better than flowers.
Pay attention, gentlemen.
Yeah.
So what happened?
So we had kind of like a best case, worst case scenario happening here.
Okay.
We started making out, and, you know, we both wanted, you know, a little bit more to happen. But
right.
I'll be honest, we had some costume difficulties, and it didn't go too perfectly.
Okay.
I mean, it's amazing.
Too many wires.
It's amazing you could even reach her lips with the hula hoop contraption around you.
We were also both just a tad bit hammered, and I can't remember too many of the details.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So did the hookup end up happening or no?
No, not really. Nothing beyond making out. But okay. You know, I did end up getting her number from a friend of mine who also knew her. But I've got nothing. No response. Absolute ghost.
Okay. Is that like the last thing you remember? Is that what you're saying, bro? Like, how did the night end for you?
So I definitely remember falling down a couple times.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
And I woke up in bed the next morning.
Okay. Huh. So I'm just worried that you were maybe reading this wrong, because she's not the one that gave you her number. You know, I've made out with tons of different dudes at parties with zero intention of either hooking up or ever wanting to see them again.
We know it may have been Brooke that you were making out with this entire time. She has no idea.
I don't do it anymore. I only make out with one dude now.
Who knows? You don't remember anything, but I want to help you, Andrew, finish what you started that night, okay? We're going to play a song. We'll come back. Brooke's going to go out and grab some Reese's peanut butter cups in the lobby just in case we have to help the situation.
Dude, I'm not lying. I got a secret drawer.
Okay. Go to the secret drawer. We're going to come back and try and get you your second date update with Lexi, all right?
Thanks, guys.
All right, hold on. You know, they say the key to a woman's heart is to make her laugh. But the key to a woman's kiss is to hand her a Reese's peanut butter cup.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, was that me?
Because one of our listeners, Andrew, met a woman named Lexi at a Halloween party recently. And she told him if he could find her a Reese's, she'd give him a little reward.
Oh, okay.
And so he did. And they tried hooking up, but had some costume challenges, you know, plus there was alcohol involved.
Uh-huh.
So it was kind of fuzzy for Andrew remembering how this all ended. We're going to do our best, though, to help get him another date. And Brooke, I just got to say, you don't seem as invested as you normally do in these things. Like, did the shuttlecock outfit turn you off, or what's going on?
I just think he may be misreading the whole vibe, right?
What do you mean, like, misreading? He hunted down a Reese's for her, Brooke. What more do you want from this guy?
That's your most prized possession, bro.
I know. Usually if it's a one-night stand, you're like, woo, go get yours.
I'm all for one-night stands and fun, but, like, I don't think she wanted it. I don't know.
Do you think she just wanted candy?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
She just wanted the candy and was like, fine, I'll kiss him. Like, I'll make out with him a little bit, satisfy the dude. Like, she didn't even give him her number.
Andrew,
you know?
Is that the vibe that you were getting, that she just wanted candy from you?
Honestly, no. We were really having a good time. Yes, we were a little tipsy. Yes, candy was involved, but she seemed to really like me, and I genuinely liked her.
Okay. All right. I believe you. We'll find out.
Yeah, so
like, she's not calling him.
Okay, maybe eat some more chocolate and get you in a better mood, because we need to make this phone call now.
Shake it off.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, remember, we're on Andrew's side.
I know. I'm not against him.
Okay.
I'm not.
You're just not really all that for him.
And
either.
I love his costume idea.
Yes.
You know I like overly complicated, like ridiculous things to wear on Halloween.
Oh, okay. So she almost gave you a compliment there, Andrew.
Almost.
You should feel good about that.
I'll take it.
Okay, good. Okay. I'm going to dial Lexi's phone number. And we're going to try to get your second date update. You ready?
Oh, yeah.
All right, man. Here we go.
Hello?
Hey, I'm looking for Lexi.
Yeah, who's this?
Hey, my name's Jeff from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. How you doing?
Wait, what?
I'm from a morning radio show called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. And Yeah.
Hey, Lexi.
Hey. Oh, my God. Someone was impressed by morning radio.
I know.
Hey, I like her.
Okay.
We do a podcast, too.
You don't need to say
it. Stop. I don't know.
Boring.
No,
I'm kidding.
But we're doing something right now called a second date update, where we help our listeners reach out after usually a date, but I guess you didn't go out on a date with this guy.
What's his name?
His name's Andrew.
Andrew.
You may remember him as, like, shuttlecock guy.
Yeah. You met at a Halloween party and he was dressed as, like, a badminton birdie.
Yes.
Oh.
Do you really not remember?
Still not.
That was like four emotions.
Oh, that is fine.
What? You asked him to go find a Reese's peanut butter cup for you. Oh, okay. The Reese's peanut butter cup triggered the memories. There it is.
But I feel that laugh says we have a good story coming, dude.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Do you remember him? Because it sounds like you may not remember the night very well.
Yeah. You know, it was a crazy night. You know, it's Halloween. We were all drinking. I briefly remember asking a guy for Reese's. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
that's all you remember?
That guy has a name, and it's Andrew.
Yeah. He said he got your number from like a friend of yours or something. Yeah.
Oh.
That's how we got your number.
Yeah. And so Andrew told us all about the night, at least the parts that he remembers, because like you said, you guys were all drinking. And he's just wondering if something went wrong or if not, if you guys can see each other again.
Did he tell you anything else?
Yeah, he told us that you made out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but so we were making out and, you know, we wanted to kind of be in a private area. So we went to his car.
Wait, okay. Oh. Not car. Like an upstairs bedroom?
Okay, both people with large things around them getting into a car.
Yeah, how did that work?
It didn't work.
Okay. I love how like drunk guy couldn't figure out how to get his costume just off. Like, can't you just take that part off to get into the car?
That's exactly it. Like, that's the thing. We were so drunk, we couldn't figure out how to get his thing off.
So awkward.
Oh, man.
So I'm just picturing the two of you now in the back of the car, just like in mangled outfits, unable to even touch.
It got really awkward, and I had to climb up inside his costume. Like,
no, you didn't.
Like, through his hula hoop.
I love it.
Guess that's one way to do it.
I was going to say that as a joke earlier. That's amazing you actually did that.
You guys are determined to make this happen, clearly.
Well, you were trying to take it off, right? You weren't climbing up there to be sexy.
Well, I wanted to get what I wanted to get.
Yeah, exactly.
I hope no one walked by the car.
Oh, my God.
So you're in the back of his car. You climb up inside of his costume.
Now he looks pregnant.
No, what's going on next?
Through his hula hoop, and then he's not ready. And I'm like, what?
He was too drunk.
Maybe
to get things ready.
Yeah. Okay. So then you. I mean, that's quite the crawl of shame. Then you walk back
then you
out.
That will forever be the crawl of shame
of the shuttlecock. And you tell him what? Like, what do you even say?
Crawling out of a sad tunnel.
Lexi. What a crazy story. But I don't think Andrew even knows that happened.
Oh yeah, because he doesn't.
How would
remember.
He not know? Oh, because he didn't remember.
He didn't tell us that.
Not the car.
Or he didn't tell us that because it's embarrassing. Isn't that embarrassing for you dudes?
Well, yeah.
Also
let's ask if he remembers. Andrew, do you remember any of this happening?
So. Well, first off, hi, Lex. Nice to hear from you again.
God. Yeah. Lexi, I need to let you know that Andrew's been listening this entire time. He wants to talk to you.
Oh, my God.
You're good, Lexi.
I didn't really remember that bit. I mean, once you started telling it, it started coming back. But I don't think one broken should, you know, negate what could be a very happy...
I shouldn't say broken.
No,
did she?
It wasn't broken. It wasn't even there. Yeah. That's the problem.
It was just absent.
I mean, put at least the blame somewhere else, man, like on the alcohol or something.
Yeah.
Mistakes were made. That's all I can say.
Oh, no.
I'm more than just a pretty face in a shuttlecock costume.
I can't.
He seems really likable.
I do other stuff. You know, I snowboard. I've seen all of The Sopranos.
Hey, what? Good series.
Are you reading her your dating bio right now? Yeah. Is that what you're doing?
He's shooting a shot.
I'm shooting my shot, you know?
Yeah, bro.
She doesn't even know me. She just knows me as some dude in a Batman costume. I want her to know me.
Okay. She didn't even know his name, guys.
Look at that.
She didn't remember.
There's definitely only up to go from that experience that you had with him.
True.
Exactly.
I mean, Lexi, what do you think? Like, he likes The Sopranos. Do you like The Sopranos? Are you into snowboarding?
I like The Sopranos, but I don't like snowboarding. So it's half and half.
Okay, there's probably more options,
dude,
right?
Keep saying stuff.
What else you got, Andrew?
Yeah, give it to her. Come on.
Would it help if I did a Tony Soprano impression?
Hey!
I think we're going the wrong direction. No, I think
yes.
too.
Make him do an impression. This is awesome.
No, Tony Soprano's on Brooke's like hall pass list.
No,
come on.
No, he's not.
I kind of want to hear the Soprano impression.
Okay. See, make her laugh.
Okay. Lay it on us, Andrew.
Oh, no.
The old days, they're gone.
Yeah!
Wait, that was it?
The old days, they're gone?
Andrew, what I really think you need to do is ask Lexi out in an Italian voice.
Oh. You're
how would Tony Soprano ask a lady out?
I'll take you down to a Chaltrieri. You can get any sort of soda you want, any sort of sandwich, and, you know, maybe you can go down to the construction site and do a little extra building. I don't know.
Hey!
Wow.
Hey.
Do you want to check out his meatballs, Lexi? Is that?
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, he's a man of many talents, Lexi.
He is. He sounds fun, doesn't he?
I mean, at this point, we would love to offer to send you guys out on another date, and we will pay for it.
Oh, this is a mess.
Only under one condition.
Uh-oh.
That he bring Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
Oh, okay.
All right, Tony Soprano. Tony Soprano, you got some Reese's hookups?
Oh, I got some Reese's hookups. I got
I know a Reese's guy.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Well, congratulations, UT. You got a second date.
Yeah, cute.
Thank you.
See, Brooke?
Oh, my God. You overcame everything. I'm just going to say that, okay, Andrew?
Lord.
I'm an underdog, you know? I'm a spider. I got to do what I got to do.
Okay.
Yeah, got to do what you got to do to get a second date, eh?
You're not as good.
Yeah, I know.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.